This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. More evacuations have been ordered for the Cameron Peak Fire that's burning in Larimer County. Last night, officials ordered voluntary evacuations for County Road 27 to the Devil's Backbone north of Highway 34. Again, those are voluntary evacuations at this time. Just recently, mandatory evacuations were put in place for areas around Highway 34 from west of Loveland to Estes Park. The Cameron Peak Fire is now the largest wildfire in Colorado history, and the smoke from the fire continues to blanket the Front Range. Republican Ken Buck and Democrat Ike McCorkle each made their case to voters in Colorado's 4th congressional district last night. It was a rare moment in 2020, seeing as how other congressional candidates in the state have not had head-to-head debates. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Aside from supporting term limits, there wasn't much common ground between Buck and McCorkle, who are competing to represent the Eastern Plains and Greeley. McCorkle said he'd support additional coronavirus relief, Medicare for All, and the Green New Deal, arguing that it would expand energy jobs in the district. Buck pushed back against all these ideas, arguing they would be costly and that more government is not the solution. Buck is seeking a fourth term in Congress. McCorkle is a Marine veteran. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A record number of early votes have been cast in Colorado with less than 3 weeks until Election Day. More than 430,000 voters have returned their ballots so far. This is CPR News and KRCC.